If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN, you may recognize the opening notes of Take Me to the River by Talking Heads, and that's where we're going to go, to the Chicago River for the first time in, I think, 98 years or something like that. There's going to be an open water swim, and it is obviously a big deal, and there's a lot involved, and we're going to see if we can find out some of what is involved with Doug McConnell, who's with us. He's a world-class open water swimmer and founder of A Long Swim. That is an organization. I'll ask you to explain in just a minute, Doug. And John Quayle, who's director of policy and conservation at Friends of the Chicago River. Both of you, welcome to WGN. Our studios overlook the river. I thought I'd just throw that in there. So we'll be able to look down and see everybody go by. I don't know. Maybe
exactly.
Not. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we're that. I don't think we're actually on the course. What is the actual? Okay, so September 21st at 7 a.m. Right. Swimmers are jumping into the Chicago River for the first time in 98 years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The last Chicago River swim was won by Johnny Weissmuller himself in 1927.
You're kidding.
That's terrific.
Yeah. That really puts it into perspective. Tarzan was the winner of the last Chicago River swim. So, Doug, you are a world-class open water swimmer.
Open water swimmer for sure. I was a competitive swimmer growing up. Starting as a little guy, age six, and was able to swim through college. Excuse me. And the and then in recent years, really got interested in open water swimming and so forth. We were fortunate enough to make it across the English Channel and Tampa Bay and around New York City. Oh yeah, yeah. So we've had real good luck with it.
You swam across the English Channel.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It doesn't get much more open. Doesn't get much more open water than that. Oh,
yeah, it's a kind of a wild ride.
What kind of training did you put in for that?
Well, it's a crazy kind of a crazy sport, but the typical training regimen is to swim as many miles in a week as your target point-to-point swim will be in a day. So the English Channel is 21 miles across, but it swims more like 30 because of some tides and currents. So I was training 25 or 30 miles a week.
And I'm assuming that was also in open water that you were training.
Yes.
With
Chicago having Lake Michigan, some of the lakes in the suburbs and so forth is a wonderful resource.
So let's talk about the conservation and Friends of the Chicago River, John, because the river had to be cleaned up for this to happen. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. And really super excited to see the Chicago River Swim happen this fall. It's something that Friends has a goal of making the river fishable and swimmable. So this is something that's always been a goal of ours. And we've sort of been ooching along to it. We're a little more than 40 years old now. And we've been on the forefront of river conservation and advocating for the Chicago River. So you've seen a lot of things. Depending on how long you've been in Chicago, you know, you kind of start with the river when you get here. People that have been here for 10 or 15 years are curious why we're not already swimming in the river. But if you've been here for a longer period of time, this probably sounds a little bit wild, but we're super excited. So we did, Doug has been on the forefront of just getting people in the water. He's an inspirational guy, and he's probably going to sell himself short a little bit. But we've been really trying to get people in the water going back to 2017. In 2017, 2018, and 2019, we had an event down adjacent, or excuse me, 2017, 18, yeah, 2017, 18, and 19, and then the COVID stopped it. We had an event in Pinkton Park called the Big Jump, and we just got everybody in to jump in the Chicago River, elected officials, local celebrities, people like that, just to show that it was possible. And then a few years later, we had an event called the Big Float that we had people, or the Summer Float Party, where we had people put in at Foster up in the city and just float in the river down to Addison. And the only rule was they had to have a floaty, and a life jacket, just to show people that it's possible. And people had a great time. Kids were out selling lemonade. People were, you know, able to enjoy a frosty beverage when they were done. So and we've kind of been working our way up to this point where most of the time, you know, assuming we haven't had a large, very large rain event, even more than kind of what we're seeing today. The water in the river is perfectly clean and great for recreation. I know Doug's partnering with another organization called Current that's going to give them up-to-date water quality information on the day of the event to make sure that it's safe for everybody. But it is something that we've advocated for, and you're starting to see more things like kayak and canoe liveries. If you know, from your studio, you probably see kayaks all the time on the river. Sure. There was somebody renting hot tub boats the last couple winters. That's been interesting to see out there. So we really support the river for all of those uses, but to have it clean and vibrant and seeing some wildlife come back in much bigger numbers. We just went out on Friday on a boat tour with a bunch of local experts, and one of the discussions was that there's a lot of turtles that live in the river sort of between Pinkton Park and Goose Island. So trying to find some ways for them to get out, lay in the sun, and maybe we can, you know, have more than one Chonkosaurus out there.
That's very, very cool. I mean, the whole idea of being able to swim in the Chicago River, you know, it's almost, it's been about 100 years. So people have not had it at the, like, haven't been thinking about it a lot, but they are now. And, you know, go ahead.
Definitely. And that's something I think that, you know, people here haven't been thinking about it, but it is something that nationally and internationally, a lot of people are starting to look at urban waterways as recreational and swimming opportunities. And I think Doug probably has this race already filled up. And, you know, it's, I'm guessing he's going to give us some stats, but it's probably from people all over the world that are really anxious to be able to get to Chicago. And the same reason they want to take boat tours and take kayak tours is that we have such a unique waterway that goes right through a downtown that really is sort of unmatched in its grandeur.
You know, a couple of other things. It's not just people jumping in the water for the sake of doing that. There's also a partnership with some groups and also a benefit with ALS Research. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, excuse me. We started A Long Swim several years ago. And one of the big motivators, John, was to really support ALS research over at Northwestern's Med School. To date, we've raised $2.5 million, and boy, the progress they've made with that research has been really remarkable. we chose swimming because it is sort of the polar opposite of ALS and other diseases like that, where the person who's been diagnosed gradually loses their ability to use their muscles and so forth. The ALS is something that's hit my family pretty hard, so we wanted to do something to kind of address that. And boy, it's really been rewarding.
So it says here in the press release that there's 500 qualified swimmers. First of all, are there 500? And second of all,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. How are they qualified? What qualifies them?
Yeah, what we wanted to do was make sure that the swimmers that we had were really qualified to swim either the 1 mile course or the 2 mile option in the river. And of course, those open water distances map off of triathlon distances very well, and so on. So there are a lot of people who are qualified to do a swim like this. We asked people to apply to fill 500 slots. We had 1,200 applications.
Wow.
In fairness, some of those people were not as qualified as they should have been, and so forth. But
yeah,
there was a lot of demand, and virtually every neighborhood in Chicago was represented, 39 states, if I recall, and wow, 13 countries, including New Zealand and Australia. So we had a pretty wide reach from that.
And the opportunity to apply to swim, those opportunities are now over, right? You've got all the people
right.
You can handle. So now it's just a matter of getting the word out. Tell me when, where, what time, and all of that.
Well, the event itself is going to be early on a Sunday morning, September 21st. We wanted to make sure that we had the swimmers on the river and off the river before the commercial day started with the architecture boats and all the rest.
Oh, right.
So it'll really be an early Sunday morning. 500 swimmers along the river walk. So the starting line, if you can kind of visualize where those bridges are,
yeah.
The starting line is going to be between the Clark and Dearborn Street bridges. And then the swimmers will head east to a little bit past the State Street Bridge, then buttonhook back and stay kind of parallel to the Riverwalk again, almost all the way back to the Lake Street Bridge, and then back to the starting line. That loop is a mile, and so some of the folks will do one loop and some will do two.
Yeah, I know that you'll be monitoring the course as well. People are swimming and. You have safety. I hear read here that you have 100 safety personnel on kayaks, paddle boats, and boats. People are out there monitoring the water and making sure that everything goes off as smoothly as possible. Right.
In addition, we have wonderful support from the city agencies. I'm thinking of the marine units for both police and fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need to have a special shout out to Mayor Johnson on this, because this is an opportunity for Chicago to really take a victory lap. John Quayle mentioned a minute ago about how the water has turned around and is of such good quality now. Really, during our lifetimes, it hasn't always been that way. And it's been the city, it's been the mayoral administrations, the MWRD, groups like Friends of the Chicago River, that have really quarterbacked that cleanup. And, as the river swim is just a celebration of so many other people's hard work.
Right.
And we're very fortunate. And, of course, the Chicago River is kind of why Chicago's there in the first place.
True,
so
true.
What a wonderful thing to celebrate.
Well, thank you both for coming on. I really appreciate the work that you've all have put into this. It's going to be huge. By the time September 21st rolls around, it's going to be, I think, the focal point of the entire city of Chicago. Thanks for your work and your efforts, and thanks for coming on with us here at WGN.
Thanks, fellas.
You betcha.
Thanks, John.